Let's talk about opioid overdoses and the opioid crisis in general. Overdoses, I'd say, sort of slipped from the headlines during the pandemic. But the fact is, sad fact is, the situation is not getting any better. It's an important topic. Dr. Jonah Stulberg is a general surgeon at Northwestern Medicine. He's joining us. Also on the line with us, Todd Smith, assistant special agent in charge of the DEA in Chicago, because it's there's a national program underway, too, that he'll be able to speak to and tell us about. Gentlemen, thank you for the time today. Again, important topic, and not, you know, can't talk about it enough, I don't think. Dr. Stulberg, appreciate it.
Yes, thank you for having me on.
What would you want to tell us about it? Just what you're seeing now, how the numbers have gone during the pandemic, what the reality is right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think you hit the nail on the head that, you know, we've had so much news about COVID and about other atrocities going on that opioids have taken a little bit of a back seat. And unfortunately, while the COVID crisis has been spiking, we've also seen a rapid surge in deaths related to drug overdoses. And although we were making some progress 2018 and 2019, the numbers out of 2020 suggest over 87,000 Americans died as a result of drug overdose. And so the opioid crisis is still a big issue. It still needs to be forefront on our mind. And we're honored to partake in one small effort with the DEA to try and get excess prescription medications off the streets, out of cabinets, and out of harm's way.
Todd, speak to that, if you will, and thank you for being on the show as well on this important topic. What is going on that, is it today, this National Take Back Day?
Yes. First, thanks for having me and Dr. Stulberg on. Actually, this Saturday, April 24th, is DEA's 20th National Prescription Drug Take Back Day. And that gives an opportunity to listeners to be able to go to DEATakeBack.com, put in their zip code or search by their city and state and find a location near them where they can turn in their unused, unwanted, or expired prescription drugs.
Because you shouldn't, there's special ways to dispose of them. Isn't that part of why you do this? I mean, there are other reasons. Speak to that a little bit, if you will, Todd.
Yeah, so actually, you know, on Earth Day, we don't want people to flush prescription drugs down the toilet. They get into the water supply and disrupt the ecosystem. So we dispose of the medication through EPA safe methods free of charge and anonymously. So your listeners can drop off expired, unused, or unwanted prescription drugs in tablet, capsule, or patches. Unfortunately, we will not accept liquids or sharps at this event. But in 2019, we actually also added that listeners can drop off e-cigarettes or vaping devices as well, as long as the battery has been removed. And also the e-cigarette or vaping cartridges as well, if people want to dispose of those.
Okay, you take those too. Where is the information on all this, locations and that kind of stuff, people want to take part in it?
So you can go to DEATakeBack.com, put in your zip code or city and state, and you can find one of over 150 locations in Illinois, over 150 locations in Indiana, and over 250 locations in Wisconsin.
Great. DEATakeBack.com. Check that out. If you would like to find a location near you, I suppose you can search it and figure that out for yourself in all those different areas. Dr. Jonah, just a final thought here. I mean, people are prescribed opioids. We know why they're out there. People have pain and other issues. Doctors do prescribe them. They are addictive. And, you know, you're seeing that more and more of them are getting into the hands of the wrong people. What is your perspective on that?
Sure. Thank you for that question. You're absolutely right. Opioid medications are dangerous medications, but they also are medications that physicians prescribe to patients still pretty regularly because they tend to be one of the only medications that can really help us treat the most severe of pain. And I think that unfortunately, many patients confuse the fact that they're getting prescribed it from physicians with it being okay to take outside of it, how it is expressly written on the prescription. And our participation at Northwestern Medicine and across our system is really to make it clear to everybody how dangerous these medications are. They can be taken safely when taken correctly and under the direct supervision of a physician, but anything outside of that can be very harmful to you, very harmful to your loved ones. And still, 40% of opioid overdoses, patients have prescription medications within their system. And so, you know, even though you hear a lot of the headlines about the street drug problem, the illegal opioid problem, it still remains a critical component of the opioid crisis that we get individuals to understand the dangers of the prescription formulation as well.
And get them out of circulation, which is why you're also joining us, Todd. DEATakeback.com, is that, it's a big event Saturday. Outside of Saturday, what do you do? How do you, you know, advise people to dispose of them?
So a lot of police departments and sheriff's departments and that we partner with on Saturday have permanent sites within their police station where you can anonymously drop off, as well as Northwestern Hospital also has these sites available. So on any given day, there's over 11,000 sites that are DEA approved where you can drop off unused or unwanted prescription drugs.
Good to know. Thank you for all the information, gentlemen. I really appreciate it. It is such an important topic. We have talked to parents on this show who have lost their sons, their daughters, and it's it is something to pay attention to and be up to date on and get them out of your house if you're not using them. So thank you both. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having us on.
Yes, thank you.
Todd Smith there is the Assistant Special Agent in Charge, DEA of Chicago, and Dr. Jonah Stolberg is at Northwestern Medicine.